Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. It's our Tulane Tuesday with Tulane Green Wave head football coach John Sumrall, and we'll have coach on at about 4:35 this afternoon. At 5:20, we'll have on with us, hear him and watch him on NFL on Fox. Mark Schlereth will join us to talk about the NFL, the Saints, and certainly all this stuff rolling around the National Football League. Last night, Charlie, I know you didn't like the ending, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and, man, how many times I talked about this in the offseason. When Tom Brady retired, everybody was, well. We'll see how far the Bucs will fall. And I don't think anybody expected or thought Baker Mayfield, he's been the difference in the NFC South. He puts pieces together a drive late that wins it for the Buccaneers. And, again, it goes to show his moxie as a player. I think he has gotten so much better as a passer. When he went to Tampa Bay, first it was Dave Canales working with him, and then Leon Coleman comes in last year. And he is just so confident with his throws. And, man, he's a tough guy. He took some shots and then also running with the ball. He always had that element. We saw that at Oklahoma when he needed to make a play. He could come up with one. A leader, a guy that puts a ball in between arms and hands. And I think one of the better passes he threw was a drop, a buka. Yep. I mean, he hits him in a bad spot in between the hands, and he drops it. But, man, at the end, it was the Bucs coming out with a victory and a 2-0 start for them. And eventually, real soon, they're going to have the big guy back at left tackle in Tristan Wirfs. So, man, for the Bucs, again, this is a really good football team. They did take a shot today. You saw him go out during the game, but Kalijah Kancey, their 2023 first-round pick from University of Pittsburgh, defensive tackle, tore his pectoral muscle, and he's going to have surgery later this week. He's lost for the entire season, so Kalijah Kancey season ends after basically game two. But, man, the Bucs, tough, man. You talk about a tough-minded team. They got it done, but, again, the difference maker. Baker Mayfield.
You know, Mike, I was like rage texting you last night watching that
game. Yeah, I noticed.
It was the final game of our pick six. For those that don't know, we did pick seven this past week. We're like, all right, we'll throw in Monday Night Football just for fun. I took the Texans. I felt like they were going to be more desperate for a win. You know, there's always that stat that kind of hangs out there, Mike, that I think it was, you know, teams that start 0-2 make the playoffs like 11% of the time. Especially in this new format with seven teams, 0-2 is not a very good start, obviously, for a lot of NFL squads. And yes, it does include, you know, the bottom of the bottom teams. It doesn't mean that the Texans season is over by any stretch of the imagination. But because the Buccaneers came back in week one against Atlanta and handed me a loss in that game in pick six, I felt like maybe the Texans were going to be the more desperate team, and they were, but you give the ball back to Baker Mayfield with 2 minutes left to go in that game, Mike, and he
and
just,
timeouts.
And he just did the rest. It was also before the 2 minute warning, so he also had that on top of it, and he just drove them down the field. There was that one play on 4th and 10 where the Texans just lost contain. The linebacker that was blitzing ended up missing Baker Mayfield for a potential sack. He gets out of it, and he runs just past the first down marker to extend the drive. And then Baker just really took care of things from there. He drove them down the field, and they kept showing that stat, Mike, during the broadcast, where it's just like Baker Mayfield has led 22, you know, fourth quarter comeback drives since he's entered the NFL 8 years ago and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe that's a jinx. Maybe that's – I'm hoping, praying, maybe that's a jinx. But no, for the second straight week that we've picked a Tampa Bay game, I have gone against Baker Mayfield, and he has continued to burn me for it. So, Mike, I agree with you 1,000%. Baker Mayfield has been the difference in the NFC South so far, ever since he's joined the Buccaneers. And it looks like Tampa Bay, with their 2-0 start, including impressive wins against Atlanta, who looked great on Sunday Night Football against the Vikings, and then last night against a desperate Texans team on the road, it looks like Tampa's going to be soaring again this year.
Yeah, if I'd have told you the day Tom Brady retired that, hey, for the next 2 years, the Bucs will win the NFC South, and I think they'll win it again this year, you'd have said, man, somebody grab his crazy you-know-what and put him in the rubber room, because nobody was talking like that. And just to see the development of Mayfield really has been impressive. And sometimes, you know, there's something about a winner. I keep saying there's something about a guy who's a winner, and he's that. I mean, and he's going to show you just how good he is. And I think maybe he got a little bit full of himself maybe early in his career, and he got humbled a little bit. But he came back down to earth, and he has really been the guy in the NFC South to turn the tail for the Bucs. Nobody was picking the Bucs to do what they've done now. They've always been a very good drafting team. Jason Light does a tremendous job as the GM for the Bucs. They're not a team that really goes feet first in free agency. They believe in drafting well, keeping their own players, paying the guys they feel as though they got to pay, because you can't keep everybody in today's world, not with the finances that are out there. And it's just all just pieced together really well. Now with Todd Bowles, can this continue? And again, you get back worse. Oh, you can make a pretty good argument that he's one of the top 2 to 3 left tackles in the game. And he went down in training camp period. He had a little knee injury that he had some surgery on. But this Bucs team, they formidable. And you get them late, they find a way to win. That's what this game's all about. Yeah, okay, all these style points, that's great if you're in fantasy football. But in the real world, you know what it comes down to? Wins and losses, nothing else.
You know, Mike, we had talked a little bit about this Tampa Bay Bucs schedule, that maybe they were going to get off to a slow start with Wirfs out, and they have that opener at Atlanta. They go to Houston. In a couple weeks, they'll be playing the Eagles, and then they go to Seattle. They have a couple later matchups against the Bills and the Rams at the midway point of the season. But we're looking at their schedule and thinking, okay, like kind of at the end of the year, they have the Panthers, the Dolphins, and the Panthers to close out the season. So this may be a kind of case where even if the Buccaneers get off to a slowish start, they'll be able to pick it up at the end of the season and kind of take, you know, their fifth straight NFC South crown. But with a 2-0 start, they've given themselves room for error. And that's when you're looking at games at Buffalo, at Los Angeles against the Rams, at Seattle, at home against the Eagles. They can drop these games and still feel comfortable about their chances of winning the NFC South. I know that Atlanta, once again, did look really good at Minnesota on Sunday Night Football. But the
it was Minnesota, too.
Yeah, that's and JJ. That is fair. But the Buccaneers also have that win against Atlanta early on the road. Atlanta has to go to them later on in the season. So I think that, once again, they're in control of the NFC South early on this season. And there's a reason that they're still going to be betting favorites as the season progresses.
And in the second game, man, you know, you almost watch one Jim Harbaugh coach team, and it's almost like a rerun on a TV show. I've seen this before. They win 20-9 over the Raiders.
Yeah.
They run the football. They play great defense. Herbert, I think, has become a much more disciplined passer to not want to create turnovers in the passing game. But, man, it's just about Jim. He's, I mean, like him or dislike him, you got to give him credit.
He wins, Mike.
Man, he finds a way to win, and this team plays in his image. Tough, hard nose, and when you get on the field with him, hey, you better strap it on, because those guys are going to get after you pretty good.
And, Mike, you know, my kind of last note on this Chargers game, before we hit the break here, Jesse Minner, their DC, who followed Harbaugh from Michigan, I think he's going to be an NFL head coach sooner rather than later. Like, just look at how good the Chargers' defense was last year. This year, they're riding that same drum. And, yes, Justin Herbert looks awesome early on in the season. I think a lot of fantasy football people are kind of disappointed with the early start of Amari and Hampton, their first-round running back. But, I mean, Herbert's been slinging it across the yard, and they've been able to play that great defense, as you mentioned. That's a formula for success at the NFL level. And with that AFC West, we talked with Schlereth about this last week, and we'll probably talk with them a little bit more about it today. It feels like maybe the Chargers are taking the early step in that division, because the Broncos lose this weekend as well. The Chargers had taken down the Raiders that got off to that 1-0 start. And the defending AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs 0-2 early on this season, Mike. So we don't like to overreact necessarily, but the Chargers are feeling pretty good early on.
And don't get overreactive with Amari and Hampton. I'm just, you know, he missed some time. That was a fireworks accident with him, and he missed some time. I'm just telling you, that big guy is going to crank it up. It ain't going to be too much longer. You're going to see a fistful of Amari and Hampton in that backfield for the Chargers. We'll come back. We got a lot more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglio along with Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody around 4:35 we'll have on with us the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, coming off a big win over Duke. John Summerall will join us for our Tulane Tuesday segment. Charlie, Saints making that big road trip to Seattle. And Bob and I were talking about this last night. Connor, what a diversity. In 1 week, you travel from New Orleans to Seattle, and then the next week, you got to play in Buffalo. I mean, the farthest up in the Northeast. So it's a real – and look at who you got to play.
Right.
Because I do think McDonald, the team is sort of taking on his persona as a tough guy coach, comes from Baltimore where they played really good defense. I think the offense will be the question mark. How Sam Darnold or how long can Darnold kind of get you? Can he get you into the playoffs? And once you get there, can you advance? They are going to run the football. We know about Kenneth Walker, Charbonnet from UCLA. They're going to pound you with that. And the Saints better bring it because that defense has really played well. And a guy I think about it every time people bring up to me about Byron Murphy. Oh, I remember come draft time, you talked about the little defensive tackle. Not the big one that's with the Titans. Stud. The little one that went to Seattle. Byron Murphy, I was like, yeah, that dude can play. He's a little over 6 foot tall, 300 pounds. But you talk about a guy that is disruptive. And the Saints have had trouble blocking interior players. That's the guy to watch this week. We talked about Nick Bosa last week, that you got to get a hat or a hat and a hat on him. And that final play, Bob and I were watching it last night on the replay. Okay, they had two guys on him, and a third comes in at the last moment to try to stop Bosa, and it gives a one-on-one situation with Bryce Huff going against a Fuaga. And, I mean, Bryce Huff came out of there like Usain Bolt. I mean, he got out of the blocks, and Fuaga had no shot, none. But when you pay so much attention to one guy, somebody becomes free. The Saints are going to have to pay a lot of attention to Byron Murphy from University of Texas, who plays defensive tackle.
You know, the 16th overall pick last year, Mike, in the 2024 NFL draft. And Byron Murphy, you brought it up last night on the Saints Coaches Show when you were talking with Mike Haas. It's just been a force. And he's someone that, you know, the Steelers were double-teaming all the time, and he still had five tackles, 1.5 sacks, all this different production from the defensive front. Someone that even though Pittsburgh had game planned to slow him down, he still had a monster performance. And he's entering his second year. He's still 23 years old. But this is a guy that the Seahawks got to love what they're seeing from him early on in his career. And Mike McDonald is known as one of the best defensive minds in the entire NFL. He's going to have that defense ready to go. I know that Kellen Moore kind of praised what McDonald has done with that defense, especially, you know, establishing what you want to do early on last season. It took a little bit of time to get things going, but then in the second half of the season, the Seahawks defense was a lot better. And then early on this year, they've been lights out. I know that they lost that opener to San Francisco. They
very well could have won that game.
Mike. And then they just shut down a Steelers offense that looked great week one against the Jets. Pittsburgh only scored 17 points this past weekend. The Seahawks defense is going to be really, really tough for the Saints offense to handle. But as you mentioned, Byron Murphy, the second on the interior defensive line, is a force to be reckoned with.
And I know who coached him at Texas. He's coaching with the Saints today.
Right.
Bo Davis. Bo developed Byron. I thought he was a guy that was not a real technically sound guy. And then Bo Davis comes in and really works with him. And, boy, they had that tandem in the middle. Ooh-wee. Okay, you had a 300 and – okay.
Tavondre Sweat.
Yeah. Okay, one thing with Sweat, I don't think his second number was ever a 6 the last 2 years at Texas. He loved to have a good time. He loved to eat. He was a 370-pound guy. Now, again, when you're that big, you know, you're limited on the amount of plays you can be a difference maker. But everybody thought Sweat was the one who made Murphy look good. But I think in that spot, Murphy really kind of took the toll, and he made Sweat look good, too. I mean, those two guys really played, and two totally different players. And Bo Davis did a great job developing both of them. And I think you started to see how Sarkisian's recruiting was so focused on the big men. That had not been something Texas had done over the last few years before Sark got there. It is now.
They were soft in the Big 12, Mike, and now they've been addressing the trenches under Sark. And that's been, like we've talked about with them entering the season and how we kind of previewed the SEC, that's been the big difference for Texas under Sark, is that now they're entering the SEC. Sarkisian knew that they had to address the trenches, and he's been loading up. And you've seen a lot of first-round picks, early draft picks, second-round picks on the offensive and defensive lines coming out of Texas. And there's a reason. I mean, Sarkisian's been putting a major emphasis on it, and obviously they've been developing as well.
Do a good job coaching there. You know, a lot of times you got guys who can recruit and guys who can coach. They got guys that can recruit and coach now at Texas. We'll be back with more sports talk here. We're joined by the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Sumrall, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. It's our Tulane Tuesday segment. It's brought to you by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. We're joined by the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave. Had a big win Saturday night over Duke. Coach John Sumrall. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations. And I know you've had a lot of time to digest the game Saturday, but, hey, look, you played a good football team, a lot of spotlight certainly on the quarterback, but, man, your quarterback played pretty damn good too.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on. Big win, man. Awesome environment Saturday night at Yulman Stadium. Our crowd was amazing. Yeah. It was a sellout. Had a huge impact, I think, on the game. But yeah, our guys played good. You know, I think there was a lot of talk going into the game, and understandably so, about Darian's return. But I think, you know, our team made it about the team and really focused on what we could do to play the best version of ourselves we could football-wise. And in some areas we did. We still got a lot of ways we got to grow. We're not quite a complete product by any stretch of the imagination. But we found a way to get the win. We opened up really fast, did some things really good early in the game, and could have finished a little bit better. You know, we had two fourth down situations, one with the ball in our hands. We're up by 18 points, and we didn't convert on a fourth and one. And then we gave up a fourth and 14 while we were up by 18 points. And if you convert that one and you stop the long one, the game's probably, you know, maybe finished a little bit sooner, which we would have liked to have gotten done the right way. But our guys will learn through it and hopefully use that moving forward.
Coach, all I know is I've been getting a lot of texts and people calling me, hey, can you do a preview of Tulane Ole Miss? Man, I could probably count on one finger the amount of times I've been asked to do that by some of the Ole Miss folks. So it goes to show respect that's given to your football team. I think in a game like this and playing an SEC team and a quality SEC team, no question about it, I think margin of error is going to be short. Cannot turn the football over. And the one thing you know with Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin, he's going to be innovative with the game plan, and he's going to utilize his speed to the utmost.
Yeah, you hit on a lot of things there that I think are dead on. You know, the biggest thing is really we got to protect the football. We got to take care of the football. We got to limit their explosive plays. They're really talented, and Lane does a good job schematically of stressing you out. We can't give them, you know, big plays. We got to make them earn it. But they're a really good team. I mean, look, since 2021, Ole Miss is the third winningest program in the SEC. Georgia's number one, Alabama's number two, Ole Miss is number three. And, you know, they're seventh in the country in wins in that stretch since 2021. They've won 10 games three of the last 4 years. And so this is one of the premier programs in all of college football right now. And for us to have the opportunity to go play them on the road in a hostile environment, it's going to be a great challenge. It's a great opportunity. Our guys are excited about it, but we got to worry about, you know, the things that we're in control of. And I can't change the fact that they got a lot of good players and maybe, you know, mask any of that. They are who they are. They're really good for a reason, and they've done a great job building that thing up. We just have to put our best foot forward and be prepared to play a really detailed game. A game where we're focused on doing the next thing the best we can and let the chips fall where they may. You know, I tell our guys all the time, put a blanket over the scoreboard other than the down, the distance, and the clock. You know, like the score I don't care about. Just keep playing. I shouldn't be able to tell what the score is by how we play. And so our guys just want to go see them play the best we can and give ourselves an opportunity to see how we can play.
Coach, I wanted to take you back to the Duke game and highlight one specific moment that I thought was awesome from you and your coaching staff and the decision that you ended up making. So Tulane gets off to the fantastic start. Jake Retzlaff was amazing the entire game. Three rushing touchdowns in the first half, though. You get off to that big, big early lead, as you had mentioned, 24-3. Duke starts to come back a little bit, and after the Retzlaff fumble, Duke scores a touchdown in the third quarter. All of a sudden, it's 24-16. And Retzlaff has this kind of scramble on 3rd and 10, where he slides a little bit early. So it comes down to 4th and 2. You're close to midfield. You're technically in your own territory at the 45 on that 4th down play. You know, there was talk on the broadcast about momentum, and Duke is starting to seize a little bit of momentum. Coach, you decide to go for it on that 4th down, that 4th and 2. Retzlaff gets it, and then chunk play, chunk play, chunk play, chunk play, touchdown. All of a sudden, Tulane's up 31-16, and the momentum is captured right back. So I want to get your thoughts on what you were thinking during that kind of moment there about seizing momentum back after Duke seemed to be kind of creeping back into the game, and your trust in Retzlaff to get that 4th down in your own territory, extend that drive, and score that massive touchdown.
Yeah, right out of halftime, like you said, it's 24-9 at halftime. We got a 15-point lead. You know, we return a kickoff. It was about 4 yards deep. Probably should have kept it in the end zone. We didn't do a great job of coaching that situation up, in my opinion. That's on me. We brought it out, got nailed at like the 10-yard line. Jake scrambles, fumbles the football. We got to clean that up. That can't happen. It's the second time it's happened this season. He's got a hold on the football. He's created a lot of huge plays with his legs, but once he gets out of the pocket and starts running, we got to secure the ball better. And they recover. They go down and punch it in, and next thing you know, we're sitting there, it's 24-16. And you know, it's funny, after he fumbles, I bring him over to the side and I say, hey, listen, here's the deal. Two things. Ball security. Like, once you're downfield, if you feel like there's traffic, double skin it. Like, put two arms on it if you got to. I'm good. I'd rather you keep the football than get 2 extra yards. And I said, and listen, slide. Like once you're there, once the journey's over, slide. And so the next drive, he's third and 10, like you said, he slid it about 8.5, 9 yards. And I said, hey, knucklehead, slide after you get the daggum first down. All right. Like not before you get the first down. And so like I thought that was understood. I didn't think I had to say on third down, make sure you get the first, first. But so we get fourth and one-ish right there. And we were going to, you know, I wanted to kind of take a look at it. So we lined up, took the timeout. And really what we did is we sent the offense back out. The analytics or the book, what, you know, people tell you, it would tell you to go for it in that situation. And I pay attention to the analytics, but I don't make every decision in line with it. I mean, some of it's, you know, human instinct and kind of flow of the game. To your point, they had kind of captured some momentum. And I really felt like, dadgum, we should be getting a first down here. So I wanted to go get it if we could get it. But what we did, we sent the offense out. We had a two-play sequence basically on. We had a pass and a run in the play call. And Jake could at the line, he's going to look to us. And we were going to tell him which one to run. Or if we just gave him a thumbs down, it was going to say, hey, take a delay and we'll just punt it. And thought about it, looked at it, didn't like the pass. Felt like they were playing their safeties a little higher than the work on. Liked the run, took the run, and fortunate to convert there. You know, it's when, as a coach, when it works out, you look like a genius, and when it doesn't, everybody thinks you're the village idiot. But so it worked out, got the conversion, went down and scored, opened the game back up to a 15-point lead, and that was a big sequence there to kind of recapture momentum, if you will.
Coach, this sounds like a Bobby Hebert question. It's about a quarterback. So, you know, when you play in Ole Miss, that they've had a pretty good lineage of guys that can throw the football. We go to Manning Camp, Charlie and I, and so I get to interview Isaiah Simmons. And I'm like, whoa, look at this big dude here. You know, and so we sit down before the interview, and I said, you know, tell me something that maybe I don't know. He said, well, Mr. Mike, I graduated, you know, in May. And I'm like, what? How old are you? He's like 19 years old. I'm like, what? Okay. And then, you know, he goes down with an injury, but then they bring in a guy. You talk about the yin and the yang of quarterbacks, Trinidad Chambliss. I mean, I don't know if he's 6 foot tall. I think he's more along the 5'11 mark. And yet he made it work for Ole Miss. Isaiah went in, threw a touchdown pass, and then he limped off the field pretty bad. How hard it is to get because they are two totally different style quarterbacks from a style standpoint when you have to go up against a team that you're not real sure about who's going to be the starter here against you and two guys that from a stylistic standpoint are a bit different.
Yeah, they are different. They both have some unique things they do well. I'd say the Simmons kid, the youngster, he's got, like you talked about, he's a taller guy, smart kid, you're dead on. He graduated in 3 years there. He's got a huge arm, can make all the throws, the field access throws. If you're playing off, he can take the hitch all day. He's got plenty of arm to get it there. Very impressive as a thrower, good runner too, but like his throws, man, it's eye opening the arm talent he has. And then Trinidad, the guy that played last week, the Ferris State transfer, man, uber talented kid, really one of those kind of guys. When you watch him, it's very natural. It's very instinctive. Just the game comes easy to him. It almost looks like everybody's in slow motion and he's moving a different step ahead or a different speed. And so he's a real challenge too. For them to have two quarterbacks like that, very fortunate to be able to be in that situation. They both present challenges. Their offense has worked well with either. You know, they are different stylistically, and so we have to have a good understanding of who's in the game at quarterback, and because it does kind of change some things a little bit. A lot of respect to both those guys. I mean, they're both really talented, really good football players.
You get a kick out of this. I was talking to Deuce McAllister last Wednesday, and so, you know, we're talking about Isaiah, not sure if he's going to play or not. And he's like, Mike, if I was his daddy, you know what I'd have done? I'd have told him, you're not playing football anymore. You're going to be a baseball pitcher. Here was a guy, 17 years old, who's pitching on the Ole Miss baseball team, and he had a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. I said, listen, next week when I talk to Coach Sobral, I'm going to tell him. I think he wish you maybe talked him out of that, too. And play baseball instead.
Yeah, hey, but Well, that baseball money's guaranteed money more. You know, it's bigger checks. These football checks, they're not as guaranteed.
Coach, the pitch and catch part of the game has developed better with you. I think that's something, though, I think when you look at it, I think you would like to see better with your football team. And you can understand a little bit with Ratliff's coming in a little bit later, his camaraderie with his wide receivers. You had an enormous amount of drops. I know that you don't like that part of the game. But that is something from an offensive standpoint. I think you can maybe have the biggest jump in the pitch and catch part of the game.
Yeah, I think we have. I think you're dead on. Week one and week two, I was not pleased with the cleanliness of us, you know, throwing a catchable ball at times and then catching the ones that were catchable. And, you know, this past game, we threw and caught at a much higher percentage. I think it was 17 to 24, maybe, or 25. And then, you know, yards per attempt was almost 10 yards. It was 10 yards per attempt for us. And that was really a big concern of mine going into the game was Duke was – getting a ton of yards per pass attempt and maybe limiting their opponents. Well, we ended up with 10 yards per pass attempt, and they ended up with six. And so we won that area of the game. But I really felt like it was a lot cleaner. It has to continue to get that way. I think, you know, to your point, Jake's arrival, I think made some things a little tricky in regards to the throw game being so much about timing and rhythm and understanding, you know, ball placement, location, route concepts, and coverage that is matched to it. And knowing the guy running the route, you know, one guy runs a slant and it may be a slot receiver, a smaller, faster guy. And then another guy, it's a bigger bodied guy. It may be a little bit different type of throw or route. And so I think those are things that are nuanced about maybe knowing the guys you're throwing to and having that rapport. Hopefully we're hitting our stride there. We need to significantly improve. And I think we're headed that direction.
Coach, sticking with Retzloff, yesterday he was named the American Offensive Player of the Week. 356 total yards of offense, the four rushing touchdowns, as we had mentioned earlier. You know, the thing that's so impressive about me is how comfortable he feels and how, you know, he knows exactly what he wants to do before it happens, right? Whenever he wanted to take off running, it felt like it was a chunk play. Whenever he wanted to kind of sit in the pocket, he had great pocket awareness. Duke has some talent on that defensive line, but he stayed in there, hung in there, made some good throws throughout the course of the contest. I just want to get your thoughts on how comfortable he is. You know, it's so impressive that this is a guy that kind of wound up here just about a month and a half ago, and already he looks so poised in this two-lane offense.
Yeah, I think he looked very comfortable. I think it was the most comfortable he's looked holistically within the structure of what we're doing offensively. You could tell he's building confidence. And you said it exactly spot on. They're number seven up front, their edge rusher. He had three sacks the week before in the first half against Illinois, not in the game, but in the first half. And so their front was imposing. They had some talented players, and he played very calm, very poised, and I thought was very collected with how he played the game in the run game and in the throw game. And I thought he just operated maybe at a level where you can start to see he's getting his feet underneath him within this system, this offense.
Coach, I know this week when I look at how the schedule breaks down across college football, last week I think was so much of a focus on, you know, Mensa coming back and playing against his old team at Tulane. But this game has really sort of grown because of the fact Ole Miss beats Arkansas. Now, Arkansas's defense is El Lazio, but, man, Ole Miss was able to make it work. And now Ole Miss comes in here. And you got to go there to play them. This has become a really huge game on the schedule this early in the season, not only locally, but nationally.
Yeah, these are the games you want to play in, you know. I mean, and because they've handled their business and their games, and to this point we've handled ours, you know, they're ranked 13th in the AP and 11th in the coaches' poll. And so I think, you know, both of us are one of, I think there's about seven teams in the country that have beaten two Power Four schools. Us and them are two of the seven or eight. So I think two teams have been tested, played good football in some spots this year. And they're obviously been a team, like I said, that's one of the winningest teams in college football the last 4 years. And so, and we're hitting our stride in some regards. We got to go handle our business. I mean, these guys are really good. We can't give them anything. You know, I say it all the time, the wave can't beat the wave. We just got to make sure we play clean football.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, we wish you the best of luck, and all eyes will be on it. Tulane, Ole Miss this weekend.
Thank y'all. Appreciate you. Roll wave.
Thanks, Coach.
All righty. Thank you, Coach. That was Tulane Tuesday version with head coach John Summerall, and our Tulane Tuesday is brought to you by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one on Sports Talk right after this break. Finish up hour number one here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. Want to thank Tulane head football coach John Summerall for joining us. When we come back in hour number two, Mark Slareff will join us. Talk NFL, Saints, all across the board right here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.